Not a Mechanical Process, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 20.12. If you're having trouble breathing, there's medicine you can take. Your issue may be caused by one or several factors. Perhaps it is too hot in the region in which you presently reside. Perhaps you've consumed too many saturated fats in recent days, thus making it difficult for your blood to flow through your body. Perhaps you're under a lot of stress. Whatever the issue, there is a mechanism to fix the problem, a cure for the specific issue. According to Lord Chaitanya, the cure for the problem of the dirty heart is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Though externally identifiable as a mechanical process, similar to a medicine prescribed for a specific ailment, the work and the subsequent transformation are actually completely natural. The chanting becomes spontaneous, bringing one to life, no matter their previous situation. How do we know that it can be spontaneous? Lord Chaitanya compares the change to the white lotus, the Kairava flower, sprouting open at the sight of the waxing moon. The ordinary lotus flower bursts open at the sight of the sun. This reaction is referenced countless times in Vedic literature, especially in those works of bhakti, or devotional service. Devotion appears mechanical in the beginning, like a forced remedy to cure a contaminated consciousness. But in fact, bhakti is the constitutional engagement, it is as natural to us as breathing. In fact, it is more natural than that, as our present body doesn't represent our eternal form. The spirit soul survives past the present existence. It was somewhere long before we took birth from the womb of our current mother. It will continue to live on, and so it has an accompanying form. The nature and activity of that form are what remain the same. That eternal form is servant of Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Godhead. The waxing moon that is the chanting of the holy name awakens the white lotus that is the individual, who is presently in a dormant state. That sleeping individual looks for life through so many other things. Material sounds, sumptuous food dishes, attachment to friends and family, all such things the white lotus thinks will help. You can try to pry the white lotus open using force, but it will not remain in that position without extra support. More importantly, the lotus will not be strong, it will not be vibrant. The holy name of Krishna brings the white lotus to life, and in that life the lotus shines in all its glory. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, an authority on devotional service following in the line of Lord Chaitanya, says that one who has got life can spread the glories of the Supreme Lord. This means that only the white lotus opened through the chanting of the holy names can give off the beautiful aura to others. The person who chants the name of Krishna is automatically beautiful. In the Vedas it is said that a woman is never as beautiful as when she is with her husband. She is also very beautiful when pregnant. We may disagree with these statements, but in fact in further study we see that the woman is fully devoted in both these instances. When she is able to offer service in love, then she is the most beautiful. Thus a person always looks their best when chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is the way to show true love, bhakti. The beauty of the sound emanates from such a person as well. It is no wonder, then, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks that there be all victory to this chanting. The chanting cures all problems. It transcends all political boundaries. One party wants something, and the opposition wants something else. But isn't eternal happiness better than temporary pleasures? Isn't a final victory far superior to a temporary one? In a material existence, no achievement is ever fixed. You win a trophy this year, but then next year you must defend it or be dethroned by someone else. You get married today, but tomorrow your spouse is behaving in such a way that you wish you hadn't married them. When you take up devotion, the achievement is permanent. You only want to chant more and more. In fact, you wonder why you don't chant all the time. You wonder why God only gave you limited ability with your hands and legs, for if you had more limbs then you could do your ordinary work faster, leaving more time for devotion. Lord Chaitanya doesn't just helplessly pray for the glory of the chanting of the holy names. He puts the process into place. He inspires others with his life. He leaves only 8 important teachings, known as the Shikshashtakam. These words are the life and soul of those who have taken up devotion to Krishna. They are nectar pouring down from the spiritual world. They give access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Krishna. Furthermore, these instructions inspire the white lily-like devotees to spread their radiance, beautifying the otherwise dark and miserable material existence. In closing, all glory to the chanting let there be. The radiance of devotion let others see. Like white lily opening up in the night, upon the waxing moon's first sight. So too with chanting of Krishna name clears that mind which in ignorance too many years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this process gave, through his mercy whole world to be saved.